Welcome back to another Halacha Shir, and we're continuing the Halachas of Shavuos, Haba Aleinu L'Toiva. It's a minig in Klal Yisrael, became a minig, to eat cheesecake on Shavuos. And the Shaila is, what's the bracha, correct bracha on cheesecake? We know when it comes to the Halachas of Ikar V'Tafel, that if things are baked together, so then the bracha is what the Ikar is, and if it's Mezoinus, there's a Klal. Kol sheyesh boi, anything that has mezoinus in it, that becomes the ikar. So for example, if someone eats herring with crackers, make two brachas. A mezoinus on the cracker, and a shakal on the herring, because it's not baked together. So there, it doesn't have the din of ikar v'tafel, that's one food item, it's two different food items. If I didn't like herring, I just wanted to give taste to the cracker, then it'll be a tafel, I make one bracha. But since I like herring, and I like the cracker, I make two brachas. But if something's baked together, so then, the halacha is one bracha. So the shaila is, by a cheesecake, what should be the bracha? So the pashtus is, the bracha is mezoinus. Like we said, anything that is baked together has a din of one meichel, and you go bust the ikker. And the mezoinus is always considered the ikker. And since this has mezoinus in it, it has a crust or a covering of mezoinus, so you make a barimin mezoinus. And that's at a shevet Halevi Paskins, that he says that if you have cheesecake, since it's baked together, and you like the taste of the crust of the mezoinus, therefore you make the bracha mezoinus. He says, if you want to go to the rafach of the milsa, you can separate it and make two brachas. But Rav Shlomo Miller says that this is only if it's a very thick part of the mezoinus and small amount of cheese, but if it's mostly cheese and has a little thin layer of mezoinus, it's hard to say that it's a bracha as mezoinus and that the cheese is considered a tafel, because the main part is the cheese. And therefore he holds that you should make a mezoinus on the cheesecake on the crust, and you should make a shahakal on something else in order to pat the cheese. Though they say over from Moshe Feinstein, that even more, he wanted a taina, there's a good sad that the ikar bracha is even shahakal, because he says the only reason that you have the mezoinus there is just to hold up, to hold together the cheesecake. Now, even though there's a klal kol sheyesh boi, but he says if just there to hold together, it's enough of a tafel that the lacha will be the shahakal. Lamaisa, it's brought down for a Moshe to make two brachas also. He says, well, he said, make two brachas, make a bracha on the cheese and make a bracha on mezoinus after you separate it. You separate the two and make a bracha on each one. But if it's a very thick crust and if it's a lot of mezoinus, then there's a good chance that you can make a mezoinus. But if not, the best thing is to make a bracha shahakal something else. If you don't have something else, to separate the cheese and the mezoinus and make two different brachas. Now, legami bracha achrayna, it's a similar shay. Legami bracha achrayna, what bracha achrayna you make on it? So you can't make a mechia if you don't eat kezayis bekdei achilas pras, which means if it has a very small amount of dough of mezoinus in it, sometimes you don't get the shear of kezayis within the allotted time, which could be in 3-4 minutes, and therefore it's a shay about making a mechia. So you should eat other mezoinus as well in order to make a mechia on the other mezoinus. And Rav Shlomo Miller adds on, they should make a bar nefashos on the cheese. There's a chance of bar nefashos on cheese also, because the cheese might not be bottled to the mezoinus. But again, since it's a shayla, so maybe eat something else that's a shahakal, or drink something else that's a shahakal, where you can make a bar nefashos. So akaponim, cheesecake is a big suffix brachas, and the best thing again is to separate the two, and then the gabi bracha achrayna, it's a good shayla. If you don't have a mezoinus of the cross within the allotted amount of time, it's a very small amount of mezoinus, just make a bar nefashos, and that will pater the whole thing. And the same shaila comes, the gabi kiddush makom suda. We know that when you make kiddush, you have to make a mezoinus in order that you have kiddush makom suda. So here, if you're eating cheesecake, if you don't have enough mezoinus in the cheesecake, then you're missing in kiddush makom suda. So therefore, if you're making kiddush and you want to have kiddush makom suda, just try to make sure you have a different mezoinus, a cracker or something, that will make sure you have mezoinus in the time allotted gdei achilas pras, kezayis gdei achilas pras, because a lot of times the cheesecake does not have enough mezoinus to be counted as a kezayis.